good.
Cool, we're good to go.
Are we good? Good to gizzle.
Good to gizzle. I've never heard that in my life.
Good to gizzle.
Good to gizzle.
You've never heard that.
Good to gizzle.
Yes. It's an actual statement.
It's like old school slang, Jack.
You are listening to engaging and exciting conversation on the Radiant Culture Podcast. Podcast.
Get ready.
Now.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening to the 150th episode of the Radiant Culture Podcast. My name is T-Mac.
And I'm Cookie Monster.
And we have the disembodied voice that is usually in the room, but you never really know where he is, lurking in the darkness.
The nondescript voice.
Is it DJ or Doctor? Doctor Ken or DJ Ken?
He needs to end those accolades. Let's stick with DJ.
DJ Kent is in the building too. Well, he's always in the building. Just quiet.
Behind the mic today.
Mm-hmm. And the ever so expensive these days, Biscuit.
Because he's married.
Yeah, no, we've decided kind of no longer a cheap biscuit, you know.
Oh, I'm no longer. He's not chocolate coated biscuit.
He's now a Romany cream.
Oh, wow, shucks.
Romany cream.
So, glad that I upgraded, man. Romany creams.
Graduated from lemon.
That was
lemon
what? Creams. Some Sharon's.
Some
Sharon's.
I was a loose biscuit. Oh, wow.
You said you show up from the beginning.
My doggies.
Yeah.
I'm tight. Okay, all right. No, thank you. Thank you for having me in my new state.
Yes, awesome. So, as it is our 150th episode, we have some of our avid listeners who have sent in little snippets of how the podcast has affected them, episodes they've liked, whatever. They're all saying different things. But if you didn't send yours in, sorry, Uncle, you could have been on the podcast. Sorry.
Hey, Radiant Culture team. This is Hannah. Congratulations on your 5-year anniversary. It's an amazing feat and I'm celebrating with you. And I just wanted to take a moment to tell you what Radiant Culture has meant to me and how it has impacted me. You have given all of us who listen to you a space where questions, meaningful, thoughtful questions are welcomed, questions of all shapes and sizes. And that has been such a blessing to me. R.C. Sproul was famous for saying, we live in the most anti-intellectual period in the history of Western civilization. And Christians are guilty of being anti-intellects because they compartmentalize their faith and keep it separate from their reason. C.S. Lewis also said, God is no fonder of intellectual slackers than he is of any other slacker. And too often Christians are intellectual slackers. But you guys are helping us change that. You're helping so many of us think better and think more deeply about issues that are very, very pertinent. And I think what you offer and what you embody for me is a Christian response that thoughtfully engages with culture and with their faith. And you've helped clarify so many different issues for me. It's always fun. It's always challenging and in the best way and inspiring to listen to you. So thank you for pursuing truth in an honest, uncompromising way and for helping so many of us be believers who think and thinkers who believe. You guys are amazing.
Hi, Radiant Culture. This is Eninya Zema. I'm sending this voice note from South Africa. I was introduced to the podcast by Cookie Monster. I think early last year, as the pandemic, had hit us and we were in lockdown, and the podcast really helped me. I think it helped me with my Christianity, helped me with my walk with God during that time when there was no church. I went and listened to a lot of the old podcasts, and I probably listened to 100 episodes during that time because we just had a lot of time. I love how relevant you guys are to culture. I love how you don't run away from issues that are pertaining to your current situation in Zimbabwe, but also internationally. I think it's an amazing podcast, and I think you can only grow from strength to strength. It would be lovely to see you guys on some form of TV or visual platform, but yeah, keep going, keep doing it. Thank you so much, and keep being blessed.
Hey, Radiant Culture, it's Vanessa here, your biggest fan. Congratulations on your 5th anniversary. It really has been 5 years of pure awesomeness. Thank you for inspiring us, inspiring me personally. I mean, your podcasts have been truly life-changing and thought-provoking. I always look forward to my Thursdays, you know, because I knew I was going to learn something and laugh at the same time. T-Mac, Cookie Monster, and Biscuit, you guys are amazing. Thank you for the motivational blogs and the stories as well. Yeah, I read those religiously too, so continue to grow and God bless you. Thank you, guys.
So the thing about the podcast is that it's impacting so many people, and you know, often you don't realize how many people get impacted by the different episodes and how many people are actually listening in. And so, you know, there's so many of you out there that have been part of the family, part of the community for maybe it's for the last, I don't know how many years, or maybe you joined just recently, but thank you so much for mm-hmm. being part of Radiant Culture. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being part of the family, because that's really what it is. And like we've always said before, that the whole point of Radiant Culture, the whole purpose of us existing, is that we want to help point each other to the truth. And so I'm glad that we've gotten to do that, and thank you guys for being part of it.
Even you people who troll us, who just come to our page to say, no, but you're wrong. In fact, your speaker said something that is not biblical. Like, wow.
We appreciate the fact that you tune in every episode anyway, just to find out some more. So, like, we see you. We see you.
No,
we appreciate you.
We know you love us deep down.
We love you too.
They love us. Yeah.
You're about to read something?
Yeah, actually, there's a guy who's always disagreeing. I actually want to give you a shout-out to him.
Please give him a shout-out.
Looking for his...
No, it isn't.
Eh. I don't know how to pronounce your name, so forgive me if I get it wrong, but it's Mark Bard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's always disagreeing.
Shout-out, Mark.
It says, okay, this was one of his comments. Listening to your podcast is shallow. Sad, your statements are racist, and you're doing the same thing those pathetic white people did to you. Your statements about culture also. Jesus affects all culture. You need to be real. Not all that say Lord, Lord will enter heaven. Be a true Christian.
Some strong accusation.
No, that's
good. We appreciate very strong wording, Mr. Bard. We haven't barred you.
No, we haven't.
And we're glad you're still with us. You can continue listening, and we're enjoying that you're in the shallow waters with us.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, I had to go there. No, but all commentary is good. It is good to have people who disagree. If everyone agrees with you, then you really are doing nothing. Yeah. So it's fine. I mean, you should definitely be able to have discussion and have discourse, disagree, and still live.
That's it.
So that's it's it. Good.
Out of interest, Mark Bard, I would actually want to know, are there any specific episodes, or rather, are there any specific topics or things that you take issue with, and are there any recommendations that you'd give?
Yeah.
Specific things, not just, you know, generic stuff like that. I think it'll be good. And, you know, like what Biscuit said, hey, listen, the reason why we're here is not to, we're not trying to create a fan club or something like that of people who agree with everything we say. Like I said earlier, that this is about pointing each other to the truth.
Yeah.
And so we get to grow together, we get to sharpen each other. And, yeah, we get to have people who think we're peddling in the shadow.
And I think another thing is some people assume we're here to give answers.
Yeah.
And we're really just discussing. We're not trying to tell anyone what to do or how to do it, or we have our recommendations based on our own experiences and our own lives. But really, we're just opening up discussion and helping people think and consider certain things that maybe they hadn't had an opportunity to do before.
Correct.
So, yeah, keep on listening, guys. All of you, I'm watching your names.
And then one person that I also want to just give a big shout out to is a guy called Zenny. Zenny is, well, he's somebody that I've known for a long time, that we've known for a long time. But Zenny has been with us from almost like from the very beginning. And very solid guy, very solid Christian. And what I love about Zenny is that he's the kind of person that will, you know, after an episode, if something stands out to him, what's the correct preposition?
Both.
Yeah. Anyway, he'll shoot me a text and just say, "Hey, dude, I really loved this. I've been thinking about this. God has actually been speaking to me about this particular issue. So thank you for that." Or we'll have a whole discussion about a particular thing. Or sometimes he doesn't agree with something, but I love the fact that, you know, we've got people like that are part of the community that are finding the podcast helpful and that will also disagree on certain things, because the reality of it is that we are all growing and we're all getting to we're all going deeper into this journey with God, and so there's so much to learn, there's so much to unpack, there's so many different views on certain issues out there. And I think, you know, what we always try to do is to then come back to scripture to say, what does scripture say? And how can we help each other become better Christians, better believers?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Speaking of people growing, I also want to shout out to Vanessa. She said that listening to the podcast actually inspired her to start her own podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really shy, but she's like, you know what, just listening to you guys, I just felt like I also needed to share my thoughts, share my story. Hers is called The Reverence Blog. It's actually a blog, and then there's an accompanying podcast.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really, really cool that we had a part to play in her starting that. So, shout out to you, girl.
Dope. Shout out, Vanessa. One of our top listeners, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, to all the listeners, Shamisike, as though what we're doing is some special something. I mean, it is special, yeah, but anybody can actually speak and also enter the discourse that's out there. So, if you feel like you'd want to try, you should. You should release a blog, do a podcast, do a YouTube show, do something.
Yeah.
There's lots of room out there.
Yeah.
And we do need more voices, and we need more voices from Africa. It shouldn't be just us. I mean, we would like to be the best voice, the top voice, the one and only voice. Tune in every week. But it'll be great to have many, many other people in the same space. True. Also giving their opinions and views on, and maybe showing blind spots that we're missing.
True.
And that sort of thing. That'll be great.
But it takes so much commitment, just in case you're considering doing it. We would not actually still be here if it wasn't for Mr. DJ Kent in the corner there on our case every week. Like, okay, guys, so this week I'm thinking, and I'm just like, dude.
Why are you thinking?
Take a break, like, just chill.
No, man, it's hectic. So
thank you for your commitment.
Yeah, thank you.
Like, you really have driven this thing. Sometimes I know I'm a very unwilling passenger. I know I'm the worst. So you've all been patient with me.
It's good to hear you say this.
Guys, I didn't know a period where I didn't even respond to messages. There would just be messages in the group going, so we're meeting. And then I was just,
because you're in another continent.
I was, yes, but before that, I just like, shy, guys,
it does take.
You're being a bit of a loose biscuit.
I was being a loose biscuit.
Really was.
So, no, I appreciate the how driven you've been, Mr. Kent, and keeping this thing going. I mean, 150 episodes, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, yeah. And, you know, man, just doing this podcast for me has been, there's so many lessons that you learn and so many things that are applicable to other areas of life as well. Yeah. But just the whole thing about commitment, that it takes commitment to have something running for this long and to keep churning it out at the right quality and to keep just to keep the vision going. Yeah. It takes a lot. My pastor often says, he says, without vision, the people will perish. But without...
Just stop. Like, we, I told you to put that thing on silent.
We're not cutting this off. They
silent mode.
They must know what you do.
Must be on silent mode.
And he actually answers
hey,
you
Sam.
Guys. Yeah. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Sam, I'm in a recording again. I'm gonna.
What
I'll call,
up, Sam?
I'll call you back.
Sam,
Sammy!
Hey!
On the podcast.
Sam. Well, Sam.
All right. I'll
5,000 people are listening.
What happened? Oh, snap. But I thought I... Sorry, guys. Anywho.
This is the no-edit episode, by the way.
Everything's in?
Everything's in.
So I was saying...
Are you now good to Gizzo?
Good to Gizzo. Guys, Gizzo is an actual phrase. It's a 1990s phrase, man.
Good to Gizzo.
You've never heard that.
Good to Gizzo.
Yes.
Guys, no.
It's old, granted, but it exists.
Continue.
Anyway, I was saying that my pastor always says, or often says, without vision, the people will perish, but that without people, the vision will perish.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, you know, that's really true. And that's something that we've also experienced here, that it needs, you know, it takes a lot of people to get something like this going. There's a lot that happens in the background, a lot of editing and all the graphics that you see, and just a lot of that is people who are working in the background, obviously under the directorship of Mr. Kent, and then, you know, of course with the presenters as well. It's not always easy, because sometimes you've got stuff going on. I run a business, and you know, sometimes you're dealing with some really complex client issues and you're halfway across town. And you're looking at the time and it's like, snap, I have to be in the studio. The guest is arriving.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so much that's happening in the background. But I think, you know, it's that thing that you realize you're part of something. You've committed to making something happen. So you have to keep showing up.
Yeah.
And speaking of people in the background, there are some, right? They're like, we got our website side of things.
I mean, a big thank you to Tendekai Madzima. He's been absolutely awesome since the beginning. He maintains our website. He's the one who developed it, makes sure that people can access the podcast, and he, like you guys, has to bear with me at midnight and I said, the website is down, and he has to wake up and do something about it. But yeah, thank you very much for that commitment. And yeah, loads of other people. Shout out to Colin. Colin's been doing all our graphics.
Shout out, Colin.
Yeah, he didn't really have a choice, but
he didn't. Mr. Mader, Mr. Catalyst.
Yeah. So yeah, Colin's been really good. There's a lot of people. There's Marty. She's always in the background. She does all our admin. She posts all the stuff on social media and stuff. We've had people who've been with us, come and gone. TJ.
Yeah, TJ.
Tanata, you know, Kim. Kim used to do our graphics before Colin, so a number of people, other contributors have come and gone, like Sharon.
Yeah.
We all have forgotten Sharon.
Never.
How would we do that now?
Sharon is unforgettable.
And Vimbai, she used to write on the blog. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the first person who used to write our blog. That's Romaine.
Romaine
was the first person to write on our blog, and she did a good job. So, yeah.
Shout out to Romaine, all the way in Finland.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
Tanata is really pretty.
Okay. Oh my gosh, you just
generally.
God damn, Pastor!
This podcast is gifted.
Yeah, I know.
Actually,
this podcast,
there's someone who actually commented. I think there was a time where we put up Tanata on her birthday, I think.
Yeah.
And someone said, that is a very beautiful girl.
Really?
It's on the comments. Ah. Like, that is a very beautiful girl.
We don't want to not say these things. To withhold.
No. You must speak. Sure, but
bullets shoot. Pew, pew.
Sure, but then I sometimes do. You guys, you guys, say honorary original third wheel of
right.
The show.
What's
sometimes my graphics are like the 5-year poster. I look like I'm trying to do some weird, some like illegal, some
in the middle of the poster,
man. That was the whole idea.
What was the idea?
We went through the posters. We're looking. Okay, so actually, we're looking through photos, and we wanted photos where you were all smiling. Mm. And we found ones where you guys were smiling.
Oh, you're saying
there was no photo where you were smiling. Like zero photo.
I'm all smiling, man.
You all had these weird looks, these weird.
So we're like, you see, there you go. So
this is Biscuit. Let's just put him as he is.
You could have put a Biscuit. It's like just in the sense.
Well, now you have a reason to smile.
Nah, dude, true. Yeah. So
I actually wanted we're to hoping ask to see more of that smile. To you, Biscuit, and even you, Kent, does your spouse listen to the show?
She used to.
I don't think my spouse listens that much. She listened before she caught me.
That's what they do, these people. Act all interested until...
No, I think she will listen to an episode if I tell her.
Episode, though. Like, she likes it on social media. Yeah.
Well, that's something.
And then you ask her, did you listen? No, I just liked it.
I think the other difference
is... What if we were saying? What if we were speaking heresy?
My future wife, I want you to hear me right now.
Because we know you're listening, right?
You have to.
She must be.
You better be listening, because that's one of the qualifiers.
It'll be a test. Tell us what was in episode 88.
In our household, we listen to Radiant Culture.
Mm, amen.
Always.
Out of interest, do you guys actually listen to the podcast?
I listen to every single episode.
I don't have a
choice, because I have to edit, so I have to listen to every
I do. It not immediately after, though. Usually after some time, depending how much of a... If I wasn't in it, I'm more likely to listen to it. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Because
I feel like I missed out. But yeah, I do listen to all of them after the fact, though.
I listen to every single episode.
Nah, I skip some. Yeah. I look at the topic and I'm like, yo, that kind of looks cool. I can do that.
There's one that I've tried to listen to, I think this is the third time, and I'm still just like, I'm still not understanding what's going on here.
And you're the host.
No, I wasn't. The Israel one. The one about the Israel-Palestine conflict and blah, blah, blah. And how
the one with Kwaza and Kuda.
It was Kwaza.
No, it was me. I was in that one.
Yeah, I even said it afterwards. Remember, I told you.
Guys were like, on some...
People are not going to get what you guys were doing.
Yeah, we were.
On some tangent.
No, it wasn't a crazy tangent.
On track.
We were on track, like, proper. There was levels, like levels upon levels.
That's what I'm saying.
So...
These guys went into it.
Yeah, and that was...
But I liked it.
That was a cool episode. But... I'll ask you guys, like, for me, listening, it's the same with even the the web show. I don't even watch that after I've done it.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like, personally, I feel like I sound so weird. Mm-hmm. In every recording that I've ever had him, I just sound odd. And I can hardly listen to it.
It's like thinking of, oh man, I should have said this. Or I should have said it like this. Or for me, that's more.
It's actually part of the reason why I listen. Yeah. Because...
Oh, to improve.
Yeah, partly.
And which also you have, I think.
Thank you.
No, I feel thank like you come more prepared these days.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
2021.
Yeah, he's been on point, making me look whack. Because me, I feel like my role is to be like the basic Christian, you know, like
the one who
like the one who knows these deep things. The one who like knows the Bible like kind of.
Oh my god.
Vaguely knows things.
So you represented that guy.
I am representing that person. I sit in like in the depths. I'm the one that I think Mark is talking about.
Oh wow.
No, that person needs a voice, guys.
Okay. No, they need a voice.
Fair enough.
We can't all be apologetics. We could actually.
I think you're doing a good job.
We are not all apologetics. Yeah.
You're doing a good job.
Being basic. It's cool. I know my role. Aren't the church is a body. Each part is its own.
I almost feel like this happened.
I am the appendix.
This happened after you got married, right? It's like, if you left all the heavy stuff to the hubby, like he handles all the deep stuff.
Let him handle it, bro.
And then you're just like, hey.
Actually, yeah, because in the beginning, she used to come with all those Christianese words.
This is what I'm saying.
I could bring those back. If enough people tell me that they want the Christianese word of the day back, I will do it.
Okay.
Otherwise.
Otherwise.
No, not yet.
Anyway, it's good. I guess, listen, it's nice to see these things. So I'm hoping that Biscuit is going to get deep.
I don't know.
Deep, but
I seem deep, but I really do feel like I'm the same in that I'm kind of the... Remember, I did come on. For those who don't know, episode 150, let me tell you where the origins of the name Biscuit. It actually...
tell us.
Biscuit origins, yeah? It has nothing to do with foodstuffs, oddly enough. Like, nothing to do with foodstuffs. Mm-hmm. So, back in the day, early days of Radiant Culture, like... It was T-Mac and Cookie doing their thing. Mr. Kent hadn't even decided to feature back in those days, I don't think. I think he was really in the background, fully. So I don't know who couldn't make it. And then I got a call and I was like, dude, can you fill in? Can you fill in this thing? And I was cool with it. I was like, okay, fine. Sure. Whatever, I fill in. Mm. And that became my role. Right. Like, whenever anyone else couldn't make it.
Maybe you need to explain to our listeners what a biscuit
actually
is.
So, in Zim, where we are, tires are expensive, wheels are expensive, and our holes... Because I can't say our roads. Our holes.
Oh, wow.
Okay, fine. Maybe that's harsh. Our roads have many, many, many potholes. So there's a tendency for your car to get damaged. So because we import our cars from Japan, for the most part, they come with emergency tires. And these emergency tires are usually these small little round tires with yellow in the middle. And they're like a third of the size of the actual tire, the rest of your car. Mm. So we affectionately began to call them biscuits. So since I was a fill-in, I became Biscuit. So you got it. But yeah, I also have... as much as I love apologetics, I certainly don't read as much as Cookie, and I don't absorb as much either, I guess. So I also just come in and I'm like, yeah.
But you're also quite the thinker, though.
I think a lot, sure. Yeah. I will admit I think a lot. But as a host.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. <Straight up.
laughs> I mean, I feel like it was implied. It's not really the thinker of the group.
No one said nothing. But hey, listen, just you feel
cool. Saying we've had some amazing thinkers on the podcast, and I guess Kuwaz is a returning. We have to thank our returning guests. We've got lots of returning guests, and he's the first one that pops into mind when it comes to like confusing you about theology, and you're like, yo, I didn't even know.
Yeah, I first met Shingi.
That's his real name, by the way.
2009, I think, or 2010. He was preaching at the Seven Arts Theatre. There was a conference there.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been one of Rob's conferences. To Serve, I think.
All right.
I'm not sure. But it was one of those conferences. It was one of the speakers there, and he was speaking about angels and demons, and he explained angels and demons in a way I've never heard them explained before. I was like, I want to be that guy's friend.
Yeah.
And then I never saw him again until I got married, was staying in a... place where there were a number of units, and one of them got vacant, and then he moved in, and then I recognized him. I was like, hey, you're the angels and demons guy.
you never know what makes an impact.
Exactly. And then we just started talking, and we just became very good friends. And he was just such a deep guy, like he just transformed the way I viewed Christianity and stuff. So he's
Mr. Deep, Kuwaz is deep.
Yeah, and just the way I was just talking to him, the way he's a walking Bible. Like, like scripture just comes out of him like that.
He challenges me. He challenges me all the time. So, yeah, Kuwaz, we appreciate you, man.
And I have a question. That
we will not call you Shingi.
Speaking of guests.
Yeah.
Like, because we've all had episodes where we're together, where we're not together, different groupings. So, have you had, like... people who you were sitting there and you were getting frustrated and you were getting angry.
I'm not gonna say.
And you were like, don't have to say names, but you're like,
I've had an episode like that where I felt like they weren't answering the questions.
Mm-hmm. Have I? I think you guys had that when I was in the States, but then I wasn't here, so it's okay. Yeah. Because I didn't listen to the episode. I was like, okay.
Could you sense the tension?
Yeah, there was one particular episode where I felt Biscuit was going to throw the mic at me.
I was getting tired of this person.
There is one. There is one. Yo. What I'll say is that
it's not one, the one you're talking about. There were three of them.
No, but there's one particular one.
For Biscuit?
No, for me.
Oh, yeah, for you.
Yes, I'm not going to mention that one. But yo.
Oh, some feminism.
Oh, man. Yeah, that episode. Yeah. That one definitely stands out for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's a good question, and it's not bad. I mean,
no, it's not bad. Yeah. It's not bad. It's
iron sharpens iron.
Sometimes the other iron is like chipping the other one away. But, you know, I guess that was early days as well. But, you know, what you come to appreciate about these things is that you can either curate the podcast in such a way that you only want people who agree with you and voice the things that you know that align with what you stand for, whatever. But I think it's also healthy because at the very beginning, you know, we did say that what we wanted with this podcast was to have conversations that are not happening in a typical church setting, to address things that Christians may be thinking about but don't really have an outlet or don't really have a way to talk about them. So I guess, you know, it's almost inevitable that you're going to get people who come through who have got some interesting views on certain things. Mm. And so that was that. And I'm looking back, I'm kind of glad that we did that. And I think for me, it's also one of those episodes that I look back and think, ah, man, I actually think I wish I could have handled that better. Mm. Or when I now, I guess I've got more tools in my toolbox now. Ooh, I'm like, this was so silly. I could have just done this. But anyway, we live and we learn, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I have a question for you guys.
Yes, sir.
Besides me being on your case, what has kept you going on this podcast? You know, you could have easily just said, Mr. Kid, enough, bye-bye. But what has kept you going, and what would you say you've learned or has impacted you the most out of being involved in the podcast? Because I think people never get to hear, you know, on that. We get to hear loads of comments from the audience of how it's impacted them, but there's also something happening to you guys as you're going on.
See,
going
through the journey. I'm gonna answer first because my answer is gonna be the least deep. answers. part A, why I haven't regret, basically. I think part of it for me is because I haven't been serving in church for a little while, so this for me was kind of like not a substitute but my way of still serving.
Okay,
if that makes sense.
That's good.
And then your other question was how does it impact
you?
Obviously I've learned so much, but from a more practical standpoint, it is the whole consistency and the commitment that has inspired me, as well as obviously the content and the people who are always so willing to come. Like even the other day when PC came and he said he was honored to come, I was like, you are honored to come here? We are honored to have you. Like, what are you talking about? And it was just crazy to me how much he esteems the podcast and how much he views it as a tool to which God is reaching people. And I must admit, sometimes I forget that when you're calling me and I'm like, I totally forgot about the podcast today and I'm supposed to be there. But it isn't just people sitting in a room. I have to remind myself every time that Jesus is actually present.
Yeah. Right.
And we're actually doing the work of the Lord. So yeah, it's that and the commitment and the consistency from you that has stuck with me, that I can also apply to other areas of my life, which I'm trying to do.
Cool.
Trying.
You're funny. But you know what, T-Mac? I actually think you're quite deep. I mean, you may not say a lot of like all this.
It's very deep.
Deep, whatever.
She just doesn't say it often.
Stuff. But then I think you're actually a very deep person. And there's a dynamic that you bring that I don't think any of us would be able to.
So
there's always, like on most episodes, there's always a part, usually at the ending, where like she just drops these.
You always bring angles that never even crossed my mind. Like, huh, okay. All right.
Because you're not simple. Y'all complicate things.
Okay, well, hey, listen. It's okay. For me, I would say it's multiple things. There's definitely been episodes where, you know, after the episode, you're like, yo, okay, I'm the host, but this was for me, man. Like, this really hit me hard.
You're being convicted while he's just sitting there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, there have been several of those episodes for me where I literally just have to go back and actually examine my own life and think, mm-hmm. Yo, God, where am I at with you in this regard? And I've always appreciated that. The biggest thing I think that's kept me going is obviously just having been here from the beginning and knowing what the vision is. And also knowing the fact that, you know, we have a generation of people that need to hear the truth, that need to hear different voices, you know, that need to hear certain issues addressed. And I think that's part of what's kept me going. Part of what's kept me going is sometimes it's the feedback. I talk to a lot of people. And, you know, it's when I remember I was in Bulawayo the one time we're setting up our shop there, actually. And I bumped into three different ladies. And randomly, one walks past. She's like, hey, you're that guy from the podcast, right? I was like, what? Wow. You know what I'm saying? Then the other one was, I was introduced by a friend. She's like, whatever, this is Koda. She's like, oh, yeah, I know Koda from Radiant Culture. And I'm like, oh, snap. It was three different ladies, actually. I don't remember the third one, but it was in Skies again. It was during that same trip. And I thought, yo, I can't even misbehave in Bulawayo, bro. Right? But I think it's those things that help you or that make you realize that you are making an impact. And, you know, it may be that you're just dropping a seed that somebody else is going to water. Or you are watering a seed that was planted by somebody else. But I feel like there's a role that we're playing in different people's journeys. And that's definitely been something. And of course, you know, having friends like I mentioned, Zenny is always challenging me. He's always telling me that, hey, listen, dude, you have no idea how much of an impact your podcast is making and how many people it's actually touching. So I think it's those things that definitely keep me going. And then also, lastly, I'm talking too much here. I think there's this thing that as Africans, we often miss, we often forget. There's a lot of voices out there of, you know, Christian apologists and different theologians and all kinds of people who are in other parts of the world that are constantly doing things like this. And for me, the fact that, you know, we are here, we're in Africa, we're in Zim, we're in the midst of all the challenges that, you know, the average Zimbabwean is facing. And for me, us being here, we're relatively young and we get to share our journeys. We get to do this from Zim. And I think there's a certain context that we have and a certain background that we have that I think is relevant to the African, to the young adult who's from Africa, from Zim, whatever. I feel like there's a relevance element that we bring that is really important. So in a nutshell, yeah, that's why I'm still here. Big nutshell. I still have a lot to say, but I'm not gonna say it.
I'm sure it'll come out.
Yeah.
And Mr. Biscuit, why have you stayed in the boot for so long?
Well, this place is on my way home. I like to help. I like to help, and it's good to be part of a good cause, and it's always been a good cause from day one. Mm-hmm. So, with ideas that I like, I then find it very difficult to let go of those things once I'm connected to it in some way, shape, or form. So, I will echo what Timek was saying, in that it is a lot to do with Mr. Kent. and his passion for it and his drive for it, and then wanting to see it succeed. So you're like, yo, man, the homie's pushing. Ah, man, I gotta help my homie out, man. Gotta help my homie out. Gotta push along with. And
that
and
smile of his.
Yeah, Shai, can you even refuse? Yeah. So that's a large part of it. And then, of course, the fruits of it. Yeah. I have had those instances. Well, not that many, but one or two where someone might be talking about the podcast and then they recognize my voice or something. And yeah. They're like, you sound familiar. Are you... Then I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, yeah, there's another podcast I listen to. And it's like, and I'm like, yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, that's me. So, I mean, like a little bit of fame didn't hurt, you know. It didn't hurt.
But we need a billboard, guys.
Hey.
Anyway, sorry.
But it is nice. And those people were people like not even in the country. I can go with Tinore. But yeah, it's knowing that there is an impact out there. There is something that's happening. And you don't have to be responsible for it, but you should put your hand to it. You should do your part for it. And I like that. I like that people are being helped. And when there's voids in a space for something to be filled, as Uncle Ben said, with great power comes great responsibility. Hey, look, it may be a TV show and comic book, but it was very serious.
Yeah.
So when you've got something to say, say it.
Yeah.
In that space, because you have a responsibility to do something. Uncle Ben's Peter Parker's uncle. Spider-Man.
I didn't know his aunt. Who's his uncle?
Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben.
Guys, from where?
He died. He dies like in every movie. Except for the last ones. But he's about to die again in the upcoming series.
Oh.
Yeah, they keep doing that. It wasn't just Aunt May. There was an uncle. But so it is that idea that no matter how we may feel or anything through the years, through the days, through the months, it's important. And until we're told otherwise... we need to keep soldiering on, keep doing it. Plus, I mean, I used to listen to shows like Jam the Hype and What in the Ham Sandwich. And I was so saddened when those shows ended. So I kind of don't want to do that. I want, who knows, there's somebody out there who listens to this song and would hear a show and would be really disappointed if it stopped. So,
I remember there was a time we took a big break. I don't know how many months it was, like 2 months.
We took a long break,
I don't know what had happened. Is it because T-Mac had...
Yeah, I think it was 2 months.
Yeah, it was about 2 months. Eesh, yeah.
Or 3 months.
The inbox.
It was like from December to
podcast?
February.
Yeah, why are you not doing the podcast anymore?
I was getting inboxes as well.
I was like, yo, okay, it's going to come,
Yeah. Hey. No, hectic, man.
Yeah.
And I'd actually want to... throw that question back to you, Mr. Kent, as well. That what's kept you going?
You guys. I'm being serious.
Us guys.
Believe it or not, yes, like you guys. Because to be honest, I think I once said it before. Like when this idea came and we started, and we actually got going, like on the first episode.
I remember the first
episode.
I was
like, if we get to episode 10. We'll be G
with mask off
prophecy, and we just started going, and obviously guys would come late and frustrated at times and all these things happening, but it was like they keep showing up, like, so it must be really important. It must be, you know, they see value in this, so it kept me going. And every time guys kept showing up, it was like, okay, so this is worth, you know, continuing. So that's been a big, big push as well. Obviously, being an idea, you know, that came through to me, I kind of feel like I have a responsibility. But God inspired. Just God inspired. I kind of feel like, it's a responsibility that I have to carry. But I'm also very aware, like something that I'm always thinking about, that, you know, if any one of us was to go to our home in heaven,
you know, I don't want this to end. So I'm always thinking about how can this live beyond us?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It can't end here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mainly because of late, I've lost, you know, a number of close people. And it's like, you know, life can go
just like that.
And you start thinking, okay, so what happens to the podcast? What happens to this work that we're doing? So it's trying to think of how it can outlive us. But yeah, those are some of the things that have been growing. And I have no choice but to listen to every podcast because I have to, if I'm not editing it, I have to approve it.
Yeah.
I have to approve the edits. And then if I'm editing it, I have to listen to it. So I have to listen to every single podcast. And every time you listen to it, you know, there are some podcasts, I don't want to lie, there's some podcasts where I'm just scratching my head. I'm like, these guys, they're going off brief. And you can't really interject. Sometimes I try or I signal or whatever. But I'm like, oh. And then amazingly, when you listen to it on the edit, you're like, oh my gosh, this is actually powerful. And funny enough, those are the episodes that have the most impact. They're the ones that have the most comments. And you're like, when I was in the studio with these guys, I was like, this is such a waste of an episode.
Is that what you'll be thinking when he's doing this?
Uh-huh, no.
He's just sitting there nodding and we're like, snap, man.
Taking something out of his eye.
Uh-huh.
Now we know.
But then you listen back to it and you're like, oh my gosh, they were actually not bad. It was actually quite powerful. So you actually... I couldn't find her in your Apple Music library.
You could ask for a radio station. Guys, okay.
It was Cookie's fault.
So now we just need mine to do something. With it. It's a trifecta. It's a full three podcast. Guys, there's a knob there. Just put silent.
No, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, so listening to some of those episodes is powerful and just, you know, it impacts you. You start thinking in a certain way and you start thinking, oh my gosh, okay. This, you know, there's something here.
Are we going to do our shout-outs?
Yep.
Because I think there's some people that we definitely need to give my shout-ups. My shout-out.
Shout-out.
So, of course, we've already mentioned Kuwaza. And that he's popularly known as our resident theologian. A name, title that I think is apt.
Yeah. By the way, he's actually not a...
Certified
theologian.
Oh yeah.
Title
we get. But I mean, that guy's deep. Just need to sit down with him and talk to him. Deep guy. So Kuwaza, we appreciate you. And then of course Pastor Craig.
Yeah.
PC.
He never keeps it PC. yeah, man. It's great to have a community of people who believe in what you're doing, who are willing to be part of it, who are willing to give of their time, their resources, you know. And these are all busy people, by the way. You know, these are people. Pastor Craig has got his own church. He runs a church. Yeah. He's got a lot going on. Kuwaza is a whole actuarial, all that fancy stuff.
Yeah.
And he's an elder at his church as well. Yeah. So, you know, it's all people who have things that, you know, that they do. Then, of course, we've got guests that have come in. People like Hannah Marks. Mm-hmm. She came in on a couple of episodes.
Shout
out to Hannah. Who else?
Oh, resident white person. Jokes.
The token bit.
Was.
Then, Wasu. Oh, man, we missed that guy.
So much.
Sean Mullins.
I wonder if he still listens.
We should get him. He does. All he does. Sean. He's always commenting. And yeah, we should get him on a Zoom.
We should. These days. We should.
We actually had him this year. On
That's
a Zoom.
Actually when my spouse stopped listening. When
really?
Sean left.
Wow. It's like, when Sean left.
Yeah, he's like, my guy is gone. So, what is there really? I kind of feel like
saying your spouse is racist, but then that'll be inappropriate,
actually,
right?
It makes sense why he married
you. Your spouse,
you because you and Wasu are very simple.
Very simple. Oh, okay.
Like, but there's depth in your simplicity. I feel like
simple, but not simplistic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like
Wasu makes the gospel or makes the Bible simple.
Yeah.
To understand, and he's very good at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We miss you, Wasu.
Sean Mullins.
Shout out to Pastor E, who always used to come an hour late to every
Pastor E. Hey.
Pastor.
Yeah, I know Pastor E, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was always late.
His episode has actually got the highest downloads.
Which one? Mm.
Relationships do
I
diligence.
I thought so. There's the other one about being courageous, right?
Yes, yeah.
I actually preferred that one.
We appreciate
that
you.
The relationship one is just like, what?
Pastor Ivan.
Dr. Tonde came through.
Dr. T, yeah, man.
And Dr. For the COVID episode, the vaccine episode.
Dr. Suli.
Yes, Dr. Suli.
Yeah, Doc
yes,
Suli.
Yes.
Deaf, man, deaf. Ish, I can't, like, there's so many people.
Don't forget Gabriel, guys. He's been one of our best guests.
Gabu. Gabu.
Sparked a lot of conversation on our social media.
Yeah. No, Gabriel, thanks a lot for coming through,
Thank
man.
Thank you for being open.
For being open.
Yeah.
Yeah. For those of you that are wondering, Gabriel is the polygamy guy.
The
well, that's what
he
is.
Right? He's got another
fourth wife.
Okay.
Yeah. But hey, we had him on the show.
We also had Gary. Gary's been here a couple of
Gary,
times.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Shout out, Bamguru.
Shout out. Yo, man, I'm trying to think. We've had so many different people. Prophecy.
Yes, Prophecy was a very first. And he's been here a couple of times as well. Timbalami's been here.
Temba.
Janet was here.
Janet. Guys, we've had some webs.
Fadzi. We had Fadzi my right?
Fadzi's episode is also quite high up there.
Yeah, we should have her back.
Actually, when we had, this is a confession, when we had Fadzi on the show, our, like, literally, without paying or boosting, our followers shot up. I think we gained like 300 followers within a day just from her episode.
Fadzi, come back. Come back.
Yeah, and people were actually shocked that she's a Christian.
They were?
Yeah. She actually had some depth. You know,
no, Fadzi's deep. I guess I'd known
that episode.
I'd known her for a while.
Very well, yeah.
Yeah, Fadzi's good people. Who else, man? There's, I guess we've had many, so many different people.
Msekiwa, yes, Msekiwa has come through a number of times. We've had Kuda Gumbi twice, and actually three times. Actually,
Who's Kuda Gumbi? Maybe just clarify.
Yeah.
But there's a lady, a very avid listener named Yemurai. She said, "I'm so inspired."
Oh.
Kudos to T Mac and the guy.
And the guy.
Shout out to you, Kuda Gumbi. You're the guy.
Who's Kuda Gumbi?
That is my beloved husband.
Yes, it's a husband.
Yeah.
I'm not Kuda Gumbi, just putting it out there. No. Okay. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
I'm Kuda without the Gumbi.
Yeah. Shout out to Sokostina.
Yeah.
That was a great episode.
How many females? Oh, shout out to the psychologist. Remember we had
Primrose
and Tariro.
Yes, they were really good.
They were really good. We had some really good. I was looking for those comments.
And shout out to Christian Counseling Center.
Christian Counseling Center, definitely.
That was I loved that episode, actually.
Yeah.
We also had another one that's also, I think it's the second most downloaded after Pastor E's one. Pastor Vukani Tladla.
Okay.
The one on Lobola.
Bishop Vukani. Yeah.
That was a really good episode. People
that was good.
Comments on that one.
Hmm.
Yeah.
We've been graced by some.
We have been graced by some really... Yeah, but you know what? We can't. It'll be hard to mention every single guest by name because we've had so many different people come through. And so, for those of you that we haven't mentioned by name, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for being part of just this journey and coming through. I think it's just so amazing. Who's Brother E?
Eugene.
Oh, Brother E.
Oh, yeah.
He was on quite a few.
You're right.
Brother E listens to every single episode, by the way.
Brother E is my guy.
He doesn't have a choice, but.
Brother E is a good guy. So, yeah. And another thing that I think we should actually mention, because I'm sure people wonder about this, whether or not we actually get paid to do what we do.
Exactly. Yes.
The question, the answer is yes, we do. We get paid lots of money.
Wow.
Guys, start a podcast.
We're balling.
I just bought a new C-Class.
Mm-hmm. Someone else just bought a new iPhone, 13?
You know.
And I've got the 14. Great. Ain't even out yet.
Nah, jokes. No, the truth of it is that we don't get paid to do this. This is something that we all do.
Yeah, we pay.
We actually paid.
That's why that free year for Ayono was like, whoa, thank you.
So it's quite amazing that we've managed to do it for this long.
Yeah.
And so some money would be nice, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There are always costs associated to any type of ministry, I think.
Yeah.
And just like DJ Ken was saying, we have to pay for hosting, we have to pay for a lot of the maggots even.
And I think, like, going forward, we are going to create ways for people to plug in if they want. I mean, it's not necessarily always just us saying we need this. There are people who like to contribute. I know, like, I have games I play and things like that, and if I get value from it, I'm always like, I want to.
Yeah.
I want to help in some way. So we'll make ways for people to do that.
So look out for next year. We're going to have ways where you can come through, contribute, if you want to be part of the journey and just partner wherever you are and help take this podcast further so that it can impact more lives.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So we're looking at getting some merch as well.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And all of that kind of stuff. So yeah, man, this is where we're going. And I think the other thing that I also want to say is just how enriching this has been, just in terms of our own relationships, because I think part of the reason why this has been such a success is, you know, because we're almost like family, you know. So it's not a drudgery to do this, because you're doing it with people that are part of your life, that share the same values that you do, that you know, at the end of the day, we don't just do the podcast together, we do life together.
Yeah. True.
You know, and I think that's also one of the reasons why it's been such a success.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so I think we need to wrap it up. But yeah, as we wrap it up, thank you very much, guys, for walking this journey. 5 years, 150 episodes. I get emails, and this is no lie, from the CEO of Ayono FM, and he says, yo, guys, you guys are one of the top podcasts. And yeah, one of the most consistent ones. So
yeah,
it's not a
thank you, Mr. CEO.
It's not a small thing. I know, it's just, you know, it feels like it's just 1 hour in there and we're out, and yeah, two people are going to listen, but you actually impact lives, and your commitment has been very
the
common.
Two being him editing and then Cookie Monster.
But yeah, I can't thank you guys enough. You've made it happen. 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years.
I don't know how many shows go on for 5 years.
But yeah, man.
It's been good. Thank you so much for your sacrifice, and may God richly bless you, like, for real. Like real. Not those hocus pocus in the air blessings, but the real blessings, you know. Your Aston Martins and you know. But God bless you and your families. I know there's also that part of your families, you're sacrificing time that you could be with your loved ones and stuff.
Yeah. No, thanks, man. Thank you.
Yes. It's been real.
Okay. So we're done?
Yes, we are. What I want to say to anyone listening, as we get ready, well, we're going to take a break, a little bit of a break. Yep. This is our last episode for the year. But if you have things you want us to talk about in 2022, please drop a comment on this post or send us an email. Let us know the kind of things you'd want us to cover next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we'll also give you our bank details. No, I'm joking, but she might.
It's coming.
But no, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on this journey. Sometimes we're just us in this room, but like I said earlier, it's not just us in this room. Plus, it's all of you as well.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Awesome.
For listening, for taking that. I know people's concentration is like the... How long is a TikTok? That's like how long people can concentrate for.
And they listen to us for the whole
but
thing.
But you listen to us for like 45 minutes, so thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. All right. Peace.
Peace out.
Oh, yeah.
fan, please.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Radiant Culture Podcast. If you want to make a contribution, make a suggestion, or have a request, you can get in touch with us via email on radiant@thehub.co.zw or inbox us on Facebook and Twitter. Look out for the next episode and remember to share this one with everybody you know. God bless.
It's hot. It's fresh. It's uncut. #RealTalk on the Radiant Culture Podcast.